Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
John.
And Brian.
I'll be playing the part of the computer by reading the text generated by the game. My co-host will feed me the commands as we try to get through today's adventure. Today, we will be continuing Zork from 1980 for DOS, developed by Infocom. Zork.exe.
Should we try breaking the mirror?
What do you want to break the mirror with?
Break mirror with stiletto.
I need spelling on that one.
That's a good point.
You have broken the mirror. I hope you have a 7-year supply of good luck, Handy.
Good luck, investigate.
Exam.
Mirror room. You are in a large square room with tall ceilings. On the south wall is an enormous mirror which fills the entire wall. There are exits on the other three sides of the room. Unfortunately, the mirror has been destroyed by your recklessness.
I feel like we did the wrong thing.
Did we do the wrong thing? We touched the mirror.
Fiddling with the mirror isn't noticeably helpful.
Oh, well. Fix mirror. Fix mirror.
What do you want to fix the mirror with?
Oh, we have the glue! Okay, we have glue!
Fix mirror with glue?
Except we didn't bring it with us.
You use the word glue in a way I don't understand.
Because we have the paste, right? Well, now we'll never know. Okay, I was thinking of Tommy, I was thinking of the Who, I was thinking, do I smash the mirror? See me, feel me?
Johnny doesn't even know what day it is.
Are we done here?
Well, let's just keep north. Let's just keep going.
Cold passage.
I'm a little sad. Go west.
Slide room.
We know down takes us to cellar. Can we go up?
You can't go that way.
Can we go east?
Cold passage.
Okay, so I figured. Go back west.
Slide room.
Can you go north?
Mine entrance. You are standing at the entrance of what might have been a coal mine. The shaft enters the west wall, and there is another exit on the south end of the room.
Well, give me one second as I make everything slightly bigger.
So there's a new room?
I think so.
The fact that it's called mine entrance is not something I look forward to. One second as I move everything.
Map addendum.
Oh, you don't even know. There we go. Let's see. 50%. I had so much more space. I'm like, no, we're not doing this again.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for another maze of
nonsense. It's another maze. Mm-hmm. God help us.
I wonder what treasure we'll get this time. Do you think these treasures help our character, like, meet a lady? Since we're so
look
ugly.
At all of my collection.
Well, you killed the mirror.
Isn't it neat? Yeah, don't you think my collection's so ugly. Complete?
Yeah. Yeah, but she won't be into us until we get the emerald and pot of gold.
Don't forget the diamond.
See, this pot of gold, I stabbed a leprechaun for that.
I think you stabbed a thief.
What? No, that was a jeweled egg.
Oh, that's a jeweled egg. Yeah. And I'm not entirely sure. Is the stiletto, what is that?
It's like a blunt instrument, I thought. I don't know. I might be thinking of blackjack. I actually don't know. It might be a sharp knife.
Because I just think of the shoe. I keep thinking like he's got like a like he's breaking things with like a long heel. You know,
right?
The thief's like weapon of choice.
Oh, we know where you spend too much time.
It's like a small dagger
on the bottom of a shoe.
Yeah, totally.
I guess maybe that's where the shoe gets its name. It's.
It's a needle-pointed weapon with a narrow blade designed primarily for thrusting.
Ah. I still like my idea that it's a very nice pair of heels.
Yeah, just, ha-ha, dual-wielding. Mm-hmm.
It's the only stiletto I've ever heard of.
You defeat the thief by just looking damn good.
Yeah. Well, he had the stilettos, so we know. Just stole his fashion sense.
Indeed. All right.
It's a fine-looking thief.
Go north?
You can't go that way.
Okay, go south. That's slide room.
Slide room.
I go north again.
Mine entrance.
Mine entrance.
West, right?
Squeaky room.
No.
You are in a small room. Strange squeaky sounds may be heard coming from the passage at the north end. You may also escape to the east.
If I ever go into a room that's squeaky, I think I'd leave immediately.
I would never leave.
Tom likes his squeaks
all day long.
All right, so we're in the squeaky room, and there's
passage from the north end.
Go north, yeah.
Bat room. You are in a small room which has doors only to the east and south. A large vampire bat hanging from the ceiling swoops down at you. There is an exquisite jade figurine here. Fweep, fweep, fweep. The bat grabs you by the scruff of your neck and lifts you away. Ladder bottom. There is a rather wide room. On one side is the bottom of a narrow wooden ladder. To the west and the south are passages leaving the room.
Oh, boy.
So we're in the ladder room now.
The ladder bottom.
Ladder bottom. Submissive ladder.
Is the ladder still there?
Yeah. Can we go up the ladder?
Ladder top.
Oh.
This is a very small room. In the corner is a rickety wooden ladder leading downward. It might be safe to descend. There is also a staircase leading upward.
Do we go up? If we go up, are we in the bat room again?
Only one way to find out.
Coal mine. This is a nondescript part of a coal mine.
I can tell it's nondescript.
Let Johnny be filling the map for a few minutes here.
I don't even know where we are. It's just an island. We're just an island.
We have to think of a way. How would we like defeat a bat?
Stiletto.
Garlic. Oh, shoot. We need garlic.
That makes sense.
I mean, vampire bat, yeah. I assume.
Vampire, yeah.
Where is the garlic? Is it in the mine?
Probably in the maze.
In the maze, rather.
There's the maze. Oh, here's maze.
Where is the garlic? It's in maze 3. Actually, it's not the worst place it could be.
I mean, it's also open. We'll see how it goes.
If we could only find out how to get out of the coal mine now.
That's true, yeah.
Alright. Let's go north.
Coal mine. This is a nondescript part of a coal mine.
Oh, God. Great.
Two coal mines?
Exactly what I like.
Coal mine.
0-1. 0-2. Oh, God, kill me now.
Only if it's coal mine 3 to the north.
Go north?
You can't go that way.
Oh, good. They are different. Oh, great. Exactly what I like to see in my nondescript coal mine.
He's being sarcastic, but also accurate.
Sarcastically accurate.
Can we go west?
You can't go that way.
Can we go east?
Coal mine. This is a nondescript part of a coal mine.
So coal mine 2-3?
If I ever make a tech-based adventure game, remind me never to add these. They are easily the worst part.
Okay, so...
Oh, wow. I'm just looking back at the other maze. Oh, that's... Yeah. Nice.
We had to, in that maze, Brian, drop items in different rooms in order to know what room was what. Because it was all...
Yeah.
That's why we don't have garlic for this.
Oh, that's why you said you left it go. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because we had, like, they're just a bunch of random rooms. So in order to orient ourselves, we drop things.
Well, it's like Hansel and Gretel, right? Is they drop the...
Yeah, there was no delicious candy, though.
Except that guidebook might have been useful.
Surprisingly not.
Go north?
All right, so we're mine 3. Should we go north?
Coal mine.
I'm assuming this is just another coal mine.
You might have looped back.
That's what I was afraid of. That also made me feel sketch. All right, well, it's either 2 or 1. Can we go down real quick?
You can't go that way.
I'm assuming we're at 2. Can you go south?
Coal mine. This is a nondescript.
I don't know anymore. Can you go down?
You can't go that way.
I don't. All right, we're just in a coal mine. We're just in a coal mine. I don't know where we're at. Go east.
Coal mine.
We've been here before. Go north.
Gas room.
Oh.
Where are we?
This is a small room which smells strongly of coal gas. There is a short climb up some stairs and a narrow tunnel leading east. There is a sapphire encrusted bracelet here. Oh dear, it appears that the smell coming from this room was coal gas. I would have thought twice about carrying flammable objects in here.
Boom.
Bad luck, huh? You have died. Mine entrance. You are standing at the entrance of what might have been a coal mine. The shaft enters the west wall, and there is another exit on the south end of the room.
We know what's going to happen. The bat's going to chuck us down a ladder. So why don't we go?
You want to get garlic? Fast travel.
All right, audience. We are fast traveling to the troll room. Where are we going?
Probably troll room, and then we'll grab the garlic from there.
This is fun because we get to watch KJ type.
We are fast traveling to the troll room. Troll room.
Okay. Can the troll room go west?
Maze. There's a pile of leaves here.
Go west.
Maze. There's a tour guidebook here.
Go west.
Maze. There's a clove of garlic here.
Take the garlic.
Wait, before we leave, though, if we know the sapphire room is gas, can the lantern be useful?
I think we should just drop the torch and then head back.
Okay.
Garlic taken.
Like, drop the torch, go in, and then...
If we use a matchbook, though, in Maze 6, is that matchbook, if we light a match, going to explode?
Yeah, I think it's any flame. So matchbook, probably lantern, too, but we can turn off the lantern. Unless it's, like, a closed flame, which doesn't... That's such weird logic.
Should we try the garlic fun to kill the bat?
Sure. Is there anything else down there that would kill a bat?
The Bible.
Rusty knife? Wrench? I feel like I'm in Clue.
Yeah, stiletto. I think they're fine. I hate the maze.
So we have the garlic. Should we get the...
Let's go up. Let's just try getting as much as we can.
Yeah, maybe we need the sack for the bat.
Go southwest.
Maze, a matchbook is here.
Mm-hmm. Take the matchbook.
Matchbook taken.
Go east.
Maze, there is a brown sack here.
Take sack.
Sack taken.
Go up.
Maze, there is a handheld pump here.
Take pump.
Pump taken.
Go west.
Maze, there is a pair of candles here.
Take candles.
Candles taken.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Oh no! This isn't good.
Go south.
Maze, this is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike.
Go west.
Maze, this is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike.
Go down.
Maze, there is a useless lantern here.
North.
Maze, this is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike.
Go north.
Maze, there is a guidebook here.
Go north.
Maze, there is a pile of leaves here.
Go east.
The troll room.
Should we just go carry everything? How much stuff are we carrying?
Inventory.
You are carrying a pair of candles, a handheld air pump, a brown sack, a matchbook, a clove of garlic, a screwdriver, a stiletto, a torch, providing light.
We have the screwdriver, okay. I don't know if we can carry anything else, so maybe we should put something down.
Because we'll have that. Well, let's see. Let's get there first.
What was in the bat room that was important?
It was one of the treasures.
I don't remember which, because there was a sapphire bracelet.
It was the gas room.
Oh, no, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Was it the emerald? Oh, it was a jade figure. I remember now. Yeah, should we just go back to the bat room?
All right, audience. I'm going to fast track us back to the mine entrance. I think fast track is what we say. I think that's why I'm struggling with fast pass.
You can get in Disney World. Oh, actually, they don't even call it fast pass anymore, right? It's like...
Yeah, we're just going to genie plus.
Uh-oh.
We're just going to Magic Land Mario Party style to those... Sorry.
Even allowed to say that? Is that no good? Copyright infringement.
I don't know. It's a hard
Disney,
world
if you're listening, advertise. Mine entrance. You are standing at the entrance of what might have been a coal mine. The shaft enters the west wall, and there is another exit on the south end of the room.
West.
So west.
Squeaky room.
Did we figure out how to get it? Speaker room is the one where we fell down the mine or fell down the ladder?
That was the
bat
room.
Okay. Bat room. So north.
Bat room. You are in a small room which has doors only to the east and south. In the corner of the room, on the ceiling, is a large vampire bat who is obviously deranged and holding his nose. There is an exquisite jade figurine here.
Drop garlic.
Garlic dropped.
Is that a good idea?
examine that?
I think so, because, I mean, it's in the room, so I think we're fine.
Should we put the bat in the bag?
Is that more try it? I'm down.
Try.
Put bat in sack. There's a bat in the sack on the frog on the wall.
You don't have the bat.
The bag. Or the sack? What is it called?
It's just take bat?
You can't reach him. He's on the ceiling.
Kill bat with garlic?
You don't have the clove of garlic.
What?
Take garlic.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was on me.
Garlic taken.
Kill bat with garlic?
You can't reach him. He's on the ceiling.
Throw garlic at bat?
The bat ducks, and the clove of garlic flies by and crashes to the ground.
Yes, take that. Let's take the jade figurine.
Can we take the figurine?
Figurine taken.
Can we get the Sam Hill out of here now that we have the figurine?
Can we look real quick?
Bat room. You are in a small room which has doors only to the east and south. There's a clove of garlic here. In the corner of the room, on the ceiling, is a large vampire bat who is obviously deranged and holding his nose.
Here's the thing. We need the bat to take us to the ladder bottom. Problem.
So we should... Should we take the garlic?
I think we should go back, put away the jade figurine.
Then come back, get the garlic. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, guys, there's doors to the east and south.
Oh. Oh, God. Why did you tell us this?
Audience, this is hour 30 of recording.
All right, go east.
Shaft room. This is a large room in the middle of which is a small shaft descending through the floor into the darkness below. Oh. To the west and the north are exits from this room. Constructed over the top of the shaft is a metal framework to which a heavy iron chain is attached. At the end of the chain is a basket.
Oh my God. There's a bat in the sack. And...
So should we pull on the chain?
The chain is secure.
All right, cool.
Can we climb down the chain? Is that something that...
The chain doesn't lead downward.
Climb up chain?
You can't do that.
All right, let's go east.
You can't go that way.
I thought we can go east. What is it? North and west. All right, let's go north.
Smelly room.
Oh,
there is a small nondescript room. However, from the direction of a small descending staircase, a foul odor can be detected. To the south is a narrow tunnel.
Could that be the gas?
All right.
Smell foul odor?
I don't know the word foul. Did I spell it wrong?
No, you did it right.
It smells like coal gas in here.
There you go. It sounds like that's the gas room, right?
No, it wouldn't be.
No, it's not the gas room, but it's close to it. We'd be dead by
maybe
now.
If we go...
Or it was something would lead to the gas room.
So if we go up that maze. The stairs, it probably leads to the gas room.
Can we go...
Wait. If you go up the stairs and that leads to the gas room, why don't we put out the light now?
We can't put out the light. We've tried it before.
We just get eaten by a grue?
No, we just blow up. It doesn't go out. Like, the specific light does not go out.
You could leave it in this room.
Yeah, but I kind of want us to go up just to see how far we can get so we don't get eaten by a grue. Or is the next room going to be the gas room? All right, we can drop it.
Torch dropped.
Go up.
You can't go that way.
Go north.
You can't go that way.
No.
Descending, go down.
You have moved to a dark place. It is pitch black. You are likely to be eaten by a grue.
Oh, explain a grue. I guess that's something that you've encountered before.
Yeah, if you're in the dark for too long, a grue eats you. I don't know what a grue is, but it is incentive to not be too long with.
Not leave your...
It is torch. Not friendly is all we know about it.
Okay.
Go down? I don't know.
Oh no, you have walked into the slavering fangs of a lurking grue. Bad luck, huh? You have died. Mine entrance. You are standing at the entrance of what might have been a coal mine. The shaft enters the west wall, and there is another exit on the south end of the room.
Go west.
Squeaky room.
Go north.
Bat room.
Drop garlic.
Garlic dropped.
Take jade.
Jade figurine taken.
Go east.
Good for memory, man.
Shaft room.
Go north.
Smelly room.
Go down.
Gas room.
Boom.
Bad luck, huh? You have died.
Okay, that is the gas room.
Mine entrance. You are standing at the entrance of what might have been a coal mine. The shaft enters the west wall, and there is another exit on the south end of the room.
Go west.
Squeaky room.
North.
Bat room.
Drop garlic.
Garlic dropped.
Take jade. Yeah.
Jade figurine taken.
Go east.
Shaft room.
Go north.
Smelly room.
Guess we'll drop the torch.
Torch dropped.
Go down.
You have moved into a dark place. It is pitch black. you are likely to be eaten by a Gru.
Take Sapphire. I know it's...
I have to learn how to spell.
Two P's.
Yeah. Two P's, yeah.
Two P's.
It's too dark to see.
We light a match. Is that our inventory?
Don't try.
Gas room. Boom. Bad luck, huh? You have died.
There goes my question.
Limited Lexicon with Nick, KJ Tom, and mostly Johnny B. You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video. Subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, and Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,